Welcome to our first session of the Power of Coincidence, presented by David Riegel. Again, we are overwhelmed and surprised. This was targeted for a group of about 60 people, and seems like we've oversold again. I had 80 books here, and they're all gone, so if you need a book, we'll get it to you by next week. And since we have apparently some new people, I just want to refresh your memory, initialize your memory with the fact that, number one, we'd like to silence our cell phones during this presentation. Number two, that was a bad choice of words. The bathrooms are out to the right. Also, I should announce the general procedure that we do here. We try to start sharp at 10. We totally missed that today. And we break at 11 for coffee and snacks. But some people were eating our snacks ahead of time. You've got to stop doing that. And someone told me right before I walked up here that I should mention one other thing, but I already forgot. We have a need for more refreshments than we were planning on, so I need volunteers for next week to bring some kind of snack. I need about 8 volunteers. We go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, those people that raised their hand, thank you very much for doing that. It'll help us get going, and hopefully there will be enough. If we keep advertising or something, we might fill the whole hall.
Martyr Stadium, UCSB.
How are we doing for chairs? We got still people coming in. Are there any chairs left back there?
Yeah, there are.
Okay. I'd like to make a few announcements, starting with a sad one, the fact that Liz Craig passed away. And she, of course, is one of our dear friends. And Ginny Cashman would like to amplify that statement. Where's Ginny?
I'll just make it real short. Liz was one of the founders of Word and Life and was one of the first ones to run a small group. And I think one of the most incredible things about Liz is that she's been involved with the needy for all these many years. And a week before she died, she called and said, "I need some more material for quilts for the homeless." And I think Liz was over 90. So it has just been a spark in Word and Life from day one. So, and it's hallelujah time. I don't feel any sorrow. It's what we're all about. And I talked to her daughter, and I said, "I feel badly because I feel so jubilant." And she said, "The whole family does. She died so beautifully, and she died among poppies that were blooming."
Wow.
So.
Is there a service?
Oh, the funeral is the 11th at the Mission at 10 o'clock.
And that's a week from Thursday, Catherine Grant workshop on the Enneagram, Holy Ideas, which will be at the Pepper Tree Inn Saturday, May 19th, 9:30 to 4:30. I have a flyer with that on the table on the side. One other announcement. We have a schedule problem with this room on the 31st of May, and David, I need to fix your stay on this. They're fixing up this whole room for the whole week, so we can either have this Thursday morning thing in the church where we'll have difficulties or impossible to do coffee and snacks, and I know you all love that. Or we can just postpone it for a week and do it on June 7th at the regular time here. How about anyone postpone it and do it on the 7th?
The church.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
That's right.
If you wouldn't mind doing it on the 7th, postponing it for a week, please raise your hand. Who wins? Sorry. Okay, we will postpone it and do the whole nine yards on the 7th here for the last session.